Everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2050 in the mobile studio, heading to the airport on my way to Adelaide for a friend's wedding tomorrow. So it's a big journey. Today's session is inspired by something that happened yesterday. pardon me, let me just have a drink of water. Little frog in my throat. I often talk about, we get one chance to make a first impression. Your image, how you come across to people is really going to determine in those first few seconds how effective the transaction or the interaction that you want to have with that person is going to be. So yesterday, I noticed that, because my office is at the front of the building, and I usually have my front door open, but there's a security screen in place. I like the fresh air, and also I like to hear if people are coming up the driveway, because there's nothing worse than sitting there and there's a tap on the door and it just scares the living daylights out of you, because people tend to knock loudly. Anyway, so I was just coming back into my office, and I noticed that there was just something that you don't always see happening across the other side of the road. And keep in mind, this is a residential area. And I noticed that there was a guy in a fluoro shirt, like vest, carrying a blue bucket filled with stuff, and he had some other things in his hands. And I thought, okay, well, this isn't usual. And because it, I guess looking after neighbors and all that kind of stuff, I was just observing this person, saying, okay, is this one of the meter readers? You know, like come and read the water and that kind of stuff. And I was observing him going from the house next door over the road to the one directly opposite me, and he didn't go to any meters, whatever, went to the front door. And I thought, okay, so this guy is selling something. Now, I have on my front door, no canvases, please. And the number of people that still knock, I think partially because people don't know what canvases are. But anyway, so he knocks on the door and he says to me, English wasn't his first language. He says to me that he's part of the Victorian government's energy efficiency program, and he's got basically things to put under your front door, shower heads, and I think there was something else. And I didn't even open the door. I had the security door. Normally I do, and I thought, you know what, I don't even know who you are, you look dodgy, and so I'm not even going to show my face. And I said, no thanks, I've already got he started with the door. I said, no, I've already got one under the door, thank you. And he said, oh, the inside. And I said, yes. And he said, oh, what about the, you know, shower head? I said, no, I've already got, and that one he held up was like so big and so ugly. And I said, no, I've, and I wasn't lying, I do have shower heads, efficiency saving ones, water saving ones on. And I don't know whether it was something else, but anyway, I had everything, and he went on his way. So, my impression is this. First of all, first glance, the guy's wearing an ill-fitting, kind of looked a little bit dirty, like fluoro vest. And the rest of him is jeans and whatever. He's so not looking professional. He's then carrying a blue bucket filled with stuff. And some things poking out, like the door things are poking out the top, and he's carrying some extra door things. I'm like, seriously, dude, how professional do you think you're coming across when you're carrying your stuff in a bucket? And all it's gonna take is probably two households to say, yes, please give me those things, and your bucket is empty. Like, I just don't understand the approach. And I think his thinking was, well, most people say no, so this is enough in my bucket. And I don't know where he's parked or whatever, there's no car on the street. So he has a very low hit rate. And I'm like, you present poorly, the way that you're dressed, the way that you're presenting your stock is really dodgy too. And so immediately I'm thinking, you are not legit, man. You look like you're a scammer. And I don't know how frequently that in my neighborhood we get people touting that they are with the Victorian government energy savers. Like the number of people that have come knocking on my door about the light, changing your light bulbs over and all that kind of stuff. They don't look official. I don't know whether they are or not, but I say no. I said one yes to one at some point because they did need to get them changed over. And of course they get rewarded based on commission, based on installations, whatever. And I thought, do you know what? Maybe I should have taken some extra time to spend with this dude and say, hey, what's your success rate like? You know you're carrying everything in a bucket and you're looking terribly unprofessional. And the way that you're presenting here, like you don't look like you're official. I don't even know whether he had a name tag or how legit was that anyway. It just looks super dodgy. So, never forget, you have one chance to make a first impression. And I will tell you this, he was obviously going down one side of the street, which there'd be, I don't know, say 15 houses on one side of the street, then coming down the other. So he went down one side, then came down the other. His bucket had the same amount of stuff in it from when I saw him over the road from me, and he would have had to do another 10 houses at least by the time he got to me. And he didn't obviously have one victory yet. So, all because he looks super dodgy. So, don't forget, one chance, first impression. One chance, first impression. People will sum you up in the first 3 seconds that they look at you. And if you think that that's not true, well, there are stats on TikTok. I was having a look through, looking at some of my TikTok videos. I didn't get a lot of views on my TikTok, anywhere between, I'll say 200 to 600 to 700 views I get. So I'm not getting thousands and thousands. But if you click on a video and you go into some settings and stuff, you can see what the age of your viewer is, male, female. Obviously, this is based on the settings that they put in their phone. And how long. And most people are looking for about 2.6 to 4 seconds on your video before they are scrolling on. So if you are not grabbing them in those first few seconds, they are not going to continue to watch. And that is the same with people when they first meet you. It's just that there's no stat on it. They won't tell you. They just won't deal with you. It's very important. Very important. And people are becoming more and more impatient, less kind, and so driven by social media to just scroll, 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 stop. Scroll, 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 stop. Scroll, 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 stop. Oh, watch this. And they'll spend the longest on a cat video or a pet video or something completely meaningless. And so then that's transferring into real life. Whereas I think a lot of interactions that happen with people, well, unless they are sexually attracted to you, they won't have a conversation with you. That happens a lot. They're just not interested. And now if it comes to a job interview or something like that, you don't present the right way, in those first 3 seconds, people will be summing up whether you are right for this job or whether you are not right for the job. So if you don't present well, if you don't have nicely clean shoes, if you don't have man's situation, if you don't have a nicely tailored suit, or you don't dress appropriately for a job, then you're probably not going to get it. I often talk about this young girl that applied for a job for me as a fitness trainer probably 12 years ago, and she turns up. It was warmer weather, but she turns up in a really baggy singlet where you can see her bra, you can see her, not just the straps of her bra, but because she's wearing a baggy singlet, use your imagination. And I don't know whether she thought by wearing that she was just like a given that she was going to get the job, because she was an attractive girl, she was young, she liked sport, and she was wearing this stuff that she thought, yeah, I'll naturally get the job. I didn't give her the job. And maybe she was perplexed by that and thinking, oh, it's an older guy as well, I'll be easily able to get this interview. Well, guess what? I'm not like everybody else, and no, you are not showing that you're right for the job. Sorry, you're out. So it's interesting how people perceive certain things. So you never forget that people are always looking for excuses not to talk to you, not to give you the job, not to give you the sale, whatever it is. It's just the nature of it. So, first impressions count, don't forget. All right, that's enough on that for today. Stay safe, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.